Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dine on Life Talk Radio Show. We are continuing with our discussion that we began last week, the importance of role models. So we're going to give you just a little recap. We mainly focus on the importance of role models in a young boy's life. And today we're going to dive into the perspective from a young girl's life. We also have a very special guest today, Ms. Felicia Davis, who works with the nonprofit organization Dress for Success and who is also a positive role model.
Yes, indeed. So I'm so excited about this show. Let's go ahead and start dining. So there's this article specifically titled Rebellious Teenagers that is on the All Psychology Careers website. It explores some of the reasons that causes teenage girls to act out and to head down the road of rebellion. Here's an interesting quote from that article, and I begin, quote, "Girls who gain high self-esteem during adolescence typically do so by engaging in social networks. If drinking plays a large part among these networks, girls are likely to keep drinking. The study hypothesizes that girls who don't drink and have high self-esteem develop skills to cope with the pressures of adolescence and that many of these skills are gained through strong family support," end quote. So, to sum up that evaluation of that particular study, the author is suggesting that family and home support is where it all begins for young girls.
Okay, so I got to chime in here. I agree that, you know, and we've said it many times, that it all begins at home for your child. But as we also kind of dug into a little bit last week, anybody can be a role model. So it's not always just at home. Again, it's important. It begins at home because as a parent, we have to know who our children are around and who exactly are their role models. So, for example, say preacher's kids. They always say that preacher's kids are, you know, they tend to be quite rebellious eventually. They tend to be quite sneaky or become quite sneaky. And it's not because of what's been done at home all the time. It's because of other people who they look up to and see as their role models. But, yeah, I do agree that it all begins at home because then again, you still are responsible as the parent to know who your children are around, who are the influences, what type of things they're doing and whatnot. So what are your thoughts?
You know, very similar to yours. I wanted to pinpoint the root a bit more because unfortunately, there are many instances and examples of where a young girl comes from a home where she witnesses her father beating on his mother or she witnessed her caregivers are doing drugs or just bad influences. So that's unfortunately what she sees initially. Now, her attitude can go one of two ways. She can look at that and seek a different type of environment to become a part of. And that goes along with it's important to have these organizations and different activities in school because you really never know what someone is going through at home. And again, that's unfortunate. Some people do come from that type of home background. But either way it goes, home is the key. If home is not taken care of, then that opens the door to this world, this vicious world to come in and take over a young girl's mind. And at that age, as you'll see later on in the show, we got some great research studies, but at that age, the mind is fragile and can be easily influenced. And because it can be easily influenced, that's why it's so important to have a role model to present that positive influence.
True. Of course, I agree. So now, is a really great time to bring out our very special guest to dine with us today. This woman is a wife, a mother, and, of course, a positive role model for young girls and adult women in her community, as well as she works with the nonprofit organization Dress for Success. Please join us in welcoming Ms. Felicia Davis. Welcome to Dine on Life.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on board here today. It's such a challenge just listening to you guys talk about the challenges that are faced with teenage girls, and I understand the segment before. I mean, there's so many issues. Usually before, you used to worry about acne and puberty and what you're going to do after graduation, and today's issues seem so extreme, life-threatening and life-changing. They have so many, teen pregnancy, drugs, choking game, eating disorders, mental health problems, and you're right, it does start with the home and having the parent include their child on various different family discussions, and rules and expectations are so important in the home. And what we are finding, though, that a lot of our kids are being raised by teenagers. So how do they learn to be parents? It's just so many issues and far solutions that need to be brought to the forefront. And as I stated, include your child in your family discussions and show that you enjoy education and learning and include them and be, you know, respondent if they're asking you questions. Practice what you preach. You know, your kids are, you know, they're watching every little thing you do, you know, so you want to practice. If education is important to get your education, so you have to show them that you feel that that's important and achieve yours. And it doesn't have to be a bachelor's. It can just be a high school diploma, or it could be learning different things that your child observes. I'm just trying to think of some. Eating healthy another way. Keeping positive and think and act and talk optimistic. Be positive and always, you know, give hope to them that it can be achieved, what the mind can believe it can achieve. So I do agree, but also the social media is really taking a really big toll on our children today. They watch TV. They think that's real. And the parents need to be there to reinforce, no, that's TV. It's not real. The jewelry they're wearing is not real. That car is probably rented. And you have to work hard. Nothing is easy in this life. So, again, I just think that we just need to be aware of the issues with our children.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So there is a study. It's titled Parents, Siblings, and Peers, Close Social Relationships and Adolescent Deviance, and it was published in the Journal of Early Adolescence. And in this study, the researchers actually concluded that teenage girls without adult supervision engaged in riskier behaviors. Now, do you agree with that conclusion? Why or why not?
Oh, absolutely, because if you are left alone, you have no one to answer to. You tend to get into things you don't have any business getting into. But if you have supervision where you are accountable for your actions and, as I stated earlier, having rules and expectations, it really helps that child not get into things. And I do encourage activities involving your children and activities in school. And that is definitely one of the things that can help them stay on track.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it any better. Now, according to childtrends.org, female adolescents are committed to facilities at higher rates than in some past years, and many of the girls who first enter the system are runaways, citing abuse at home as one of the main reasons for leaving. Ms. Davis, based on that statistic, do you think there is even a pathway to reduce that problem?
There's always a pathway to assist young children, young girls, into not following that pathway or to reduce the statistics. But again, as we talked about, us having parents that are active in their kids' life and also reiterated in the schools and also getting kids involved in activities. So, I mean, and it's just so many parts to this. I mean, we have racial issues. We have so many obstacles against some of the barriers that are faced with people that are even poor people, you know, in lower class. So, I mean, it's just so many issues. But I think that education is number one itself, to know what the challenges are to decrease these issues.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Now, we know that you work with the nonprofit organization, Dress for Success. Please share with our listeners who are not familiar with Dress for Success its mission, along with your involvement with the organization.
Oh, my goodness. I'm excited even just to talk about the Dress for Success. Dress for Success is an international not-for-profit organization that empowers women to achieve economic independence by providing a network of support, professional attire, and development tools to help women thrive in work and in life. And we believe that the mother of the household, if we can give them the tools they need to be successful, it would help their family. So this is one of the tools that can help kids, you know, stay out of trouble by having their parents and their mother in a good situation. How I've gotten involved, like I said, it's a national organization which has been in operation since 1997. And I came in operation in 2000 in the Warren Youngstown area. Since then, it has grown over 145 cities and 20 countries all over the world. And, yeah, and they've helped over a million. Now, locally, Warren Youngstown has reached probably around about 7,500 women locally. I'm the founder, as I stated, the founder and CEO. So I believe that, you know, we always need to be a solution to the problems. And my solution to my community was to bring this organization locally. And once again, it's been, what, about 16 years that I have been the president, CEO of Dress for Success. So I'm excited about sharing that. And what we do, we give our clients, like I said, tools and networking. But one of the number one things that we do, we give them a suit. And we believe it's their armor when they're going out searching for a job. So we give them a suit, and once they obtain their job, they can come back and get, you know, a week's worth of clothing. So we have a lot of things. It depends on the site, the affiliate, that, what they offer. But some of them, I do not offer the mentoring program locally, but some of the organization, they do have the mentoring program, which is so important. But there are so many things that we have that we offer.
Wow, that's real dedication and commitment to the community. And I bet even if you just help one person, it makes it all worth it.
Oh, my God, yes. It does. Just being the program, it just support all those issues you're talking about. And just having those tools and knowing where to go. I've met so many women that have not even had a suit, never knew, you know, what it was to put on a suit and how to present yourself when you're going on a job interview, how to prepare, what to say. So we do help them on preparing what they need to present to the employer, as well as the outside fitting the inside, what you're going to come out, what comes out of your mouth. So it's important.
Wonderful. That is just wonderful. Now, Mrs. Davis, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you dine with us today. Please tell our listeners how they can get in contact with Dress for Success in the Warren Youngstown area, along with how to make a donation.
Okay, you can go online, and it's www.dressforsuccess.org, and you look on and you look for Warren Youngstown, and you can go right online to donate, and we definitely recommend to even go on and just look at what we offer, because I just touched a little bit of what our programs are. But if you go online, you can definitely donate, and you can also see all the client services we have. And
great.
We're located, I'll tell them we're located right downtown Warren, but we do serve Warren and Youngstown clients. And the one thing, even if they are looking to be suited, you have to be from a referral agency, and that can be from, like, Job and Family Services, or it could be from your church, from a school, but we have to have a referral from different agencies before you can come and use our services.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Thank you so much for stopping
by.
Thank
you for having
life.
Me on board.
Yes.
Thank
and
you.
Please dine with us again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a good evening. Okay.
Yes.
Good day, I mean. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Powerful woman. Yes, she is.
Yes.
And that interview was amazing. And I hope you all learned a lot from that. And you can check on our website later on today more information about Dress for Success. So, Dine On Life listeners, it is that time again. We going to pay some bills.
Yes, we do. So here we go. Dine On Life listeners, if your Land, a Range Rover, a Jaguar vehicles are giving you problems, don't rid of your luxury vehicle. Instead, contact Elite Auto Parts to get you back rolling again.
Yes, Elite Auto Parts is an auto dismantler for foreign cars specializing in used Jaguar or used Land Rover and Range Rover parts. They offer financing, and they also ship across America. So go to EliteAutoParts.com and place your order today.
And if you're in the Southern California region, you can call them directly at 818-767-0445 and tell them Dine On Life sent you.
Yes. So I am really excited about our positive tea segment today. Our listeners should get to know about Black Girls Rock.
Yes, indeed. Now, all of this information is available at blackgirlsrockinc.com. I just want to give people information about it because it's not just a show you see on BET every now and again with some performers. So here's some information about Black Girls Rock. Just a moment, sorry. So Black Girls Rock, Inc. is actually a 501c3, if you don't know what that is. It's a nonprofit organization, and they're a youth empowerment and mentoring organization. They were established to promote the arts of young women of color, as well as to encourage dialogue and analysis of the ways women of color are portrayed in the media. Now, since 2006, Black Girls Rock has been dedicated to the healthy development of young women and girls. Black Girls Rock seeks to build the self-esteem and self-worth of young women of color by changing their outlook on life, broadening their horizons, and helping them to empower themselves. Also, since 2006, they have enjoyed the opportunity to enrich the lives of girls ages 12 to 17 years old through mentorship, arts education, cultural exploration, and public service. At Black Girls Rock, young women are offered access to enrichment programs and opportunities that place special emphasis on personal development through the arts and cooperative learning. Now, by speaking to the next generation in their formative years about issues of self-worth, goals, and aspirations, the organization reinforces the message that young women need not objectify themselves. Just a moment here. I'm having issues with my device, y'all. Sorry. Okay, need to objectify themselves or relinquish their anatomy. Black Girls Rock has bodily taken on the crisis of our female youth of color here in America head on and understands the need for positive self-images and a strong sense of awareness.
You know what? First, I want to start off by saying I just love everything that Black Girls Rock organization stands for. And it's a necessity, definitely a necessity. But here's a question, and I need answers ASAP. Where is a reality show on Black Girls Rock? How come I don't see no reality shows where it's positive? Not even just women of color, but women, period, empowering and uplifting other women. Because it's hard enough to be a woman as it is. So why is our televisions and streaming devices consumed with all of that negative energy, women tearing down each other, women sleeping with the next chick's husband, plotting against each other, pulling out their weeds? How come we do not see this on the forefront? Think about that. You know, because it's just prominent in media. We talked about this a few episodes ago, how you have people who really believe what they see on TV and hear these songs. They take it to heart and take it as real life. So, okay, let's feed them something to take to heart and to implement in their real life. Don't you think our culture, our young girls growing up, would have a better chance?
I agree. I think that question alone was absolutely great. I have an answer, although it's just not good enough, especially being a parent of a young girl and also being a woman myself. You know, why don't we have positive images? Why don't we have a women's rock or a Black girl's rock? You know, we have so many images of women on television, and unless it's like a one-time hit type of movie, you're not seeing it that often. And even when they do these movies, you still don't see it that often because the media, they kind of immoralize these negative portrays of women, the way that women are portrayed.
Right.
And it really doesn't even matter the race. It's more so even with the reality shows. I wanted to throw something out there, but then I had to check myself. Even the shows about the preachers, like, you know, Bravo, if I watch a reality show, it's going to be on Bravo. I don't want to get too messy. Anyway, even the one about the preachers, there are women preachers on there, and the one that's talking about, you know, how her husband, whatever, I don't even know what you call it, came into her church and approached her. There's drama. And really, it won't even sell unless there's some type of drama. And that's what people are almost thriving on. And I wish that we had more positivity in the media, especially for young women.
Well, that's why our show and our website is not going anywhere. We might be the little mice underneath the big dogs with all this negativity, but we're going to do our part to contribute positivity into the universe because, I'm sorry, I mean, I get entertainment. Do not get me wrong. I get entertainment. But at the same time, I believe in balance. Once you capture your audience, what are you going to do next? Once you have a big group of following and they're taking your word as gold, lead them to the gold.
Right.
Lead them to opportunities where they can better themselves, because if a person is able to better themselves, they can better their family. So BlackGirlsRockInc.com, and please check out that website and get more informed about that. We'll also have some information on our website about that organization as well. Now, here is some interesting information that attempts to uncover the link behind teenage girls who find themselves in hot water quite often. In the journal Current Directions in Psychological Science, there is a study titled Risk-Taking in Adolescence, New Perspectives from Brain and Behavioral Science. And what they have uncovered is that risk-taking behaviors are actually linked to the development of logical reasoning abilities in teenage girls. So the study was conducted by Lauren Steinberg, who was a researcher, and he states, the logical reasoning abilities of teenage girls tend to develop fully by age 15, but the psychosocial controls, emotion regulation, impulse control, resistance to peer influence, and delay of gratification don't fully develop until age 25. This suggests that teenage girls are almost hardwired to make riskier decisions and participate in behaviors their parents deem unacceptable, and I end quote. This directly correlates with why the presence of role models is absolutely necessary.
I believe it. I do. I've seen it. Shoot, I'm 30, but when I think back to it, I probably, well, not all of it. I will say the whole peer pressure type thing, I think at 15, I just said, screw everybody at that point. That's when I figured, I'm done with people. they don't want to influence me. No, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. But I have seen it quite often. And really, I've even seen it where some of them don't fully develop the psychosocial controls until maybe 40.
Yeah.
So,
unfortunately.
Yeah. It's really sad. It's like, are you kidding me right now? You need to regulate your emotions. You need some control. And you seriously, and I can't understand it, resistance to peer influence. However, what I do believe, I don't know when that was taken, that study, or when they came up with that information or that conclusion, but I think with the incline, the increase of the influences from social media, that probably has changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably going to change every year, especially when I see, you know, my little cousins, and I'm not just saying this because it's like I changed their diapers, but you're still in a junior high school, you know, or they don't even call it junior high anymore, middle school. You're still in a middle school, but you have a Facebook. This is just me. Whatever parents choose to do it, fine, but I'm not okay with that.
Right.
So because they're getting on younger and they have access to these things, that if anyone remembers Facebook when it started back in 2004, my freshman year of college, it was specifically for college students. Now, anybody can get on any of these social networking sites, and I don't even know what they ask anymore because whatever I have is what I have. I could care less. But I'm pretty sure, well, I was a teen. I was of age, so it didn't matter to me. But I'm assuming maybe they don't even ask questions on how old they are anymore because anybody can get on it. And you have to think, when you allow your child to get on those, you now have your child more susceptible to predators, online predators as well. And I don't think a lot of people think of it that way. Like, you know, they're just playing with their friends on there. You don't know who their friends are. I definitely see those numbers changing within the near future and increasing.
Naturally, it would. I think so, too. I just, you touched a nerve about these young kids being on the internet. I'm sorry, call me old school. For what? What the heck does a 13-year-old need with a cell phone getting on social media? Why?
Lord.
Point. It's no point. And trust me, teenager, you can live without it. You can.
I know. It is absolutely possible. Like, I wonder, you know what? My kids don't know what a regular phone looks like. Remember house phones?
Yeah.
Like, it's foreign to them. And remember TVs, like, with the back?
Yeah.
My sister had one for years, and it just kind of went from house to house. And when my father moved, it came to my house, and my kids were confused. Like, what is this foreign object? They really don't know. But, it's up to us to educate the children, I guess. But anyway, I don't even know where I was going with that. Oh, yeah, with the online attractions. Yeah, those numbers are definitely going to increase. I see it already. Shoot.
Uh-huh.
How long has social media really been around? So, well, Dine on Life listeners, today we concluded our segment on the importance of role models. The efforts today focus on why it is important for young girls to have role models in their lives, along with the unfortunate consequences that does occur when role models are not present.
Yes, and we would like to give a special thank you to Felicia Davis for dining with us and sharing her perspective as well as educating us. on Dress for Success organization. Also, don't forget to check out Black Girls Rock organization and share the information with your family and friends.
Yes, and go to our site, blogtalkradio.com/dineonlife, and serve the dish on your opinions on what we talked about today. Also, follow us on Facebook for daily motivational positive updates at facebook.com/dineonlife.
And don't forget to read updates and our opinions on our website, dineonlife.org, where we serve the dish on real-life experiences and share our opinions on news updates.
Thank you for tuning in.
And we'll dine with you all next week. Ciao.
Thank you.